I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're discussing Britney's wedding, a huge Leonardo DiCaprio announcement, Justin Theroux, and some background on Jason Bateman. Plus, some info about the new HBO show Idol starring The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp. We're discussing all of this and more with Amanda Hirsch. Amanda is the founder and creator of the Instagram and podcast, Not Skinny But Not Fat, where she shares her days and her hot takes on celebrities and pop culture. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
Yeah,
there?
I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast, under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today I have with me one of my internet friends. We were just trying to figure out how long we've known each other. 2 years. It's only been 2 years. I've only been in this game for 2 years. So you're like an OG at this point.
I know. I'm like the opposite of a TikTok overnight sensation.
Slow burn.
Yeah.
But look at you now. I mean, so much success this year. Congratulations. And if
Thank
you guys
you.
Already didn't recognize her voice, it's Amanda from Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast and Instagram account, which I know we have a lot of overlap followers.
I know. And sometimes we get like, even though like we don't do the same thing, but sometimes if I'll just be like, oh, I don't think that, they're like, do set. Wait, how do you say it? Do or dough? I always get confused. Is it do?
It's do.
Okay.
You're saying it like dough, I think, like the cookie dough, which by the way, I still can't open the fucking jar of Not Skinny, Not Fat did a collab with dough, the awesome cookie dough, and they sent it to me and I can't open the fucking jar. So it just sits in my refrigerator and mocks me every day. Like I try every day.
Do you say refrigerator?
Refrigerator.
Okay, you said that. So anyway, whenever I say like the little thing, they're like, do set, and I'm like, okay, I missed it. Like, yeah. So we do have a lot of overlap, and yeah, we're OGs of each other, and we got each other's backs, I feel
like.
Yeah,
100%.
And you know what I feel like is weird in this weird game is, like, I find it, you know, and it is, it's like internet friends, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you have like a mutual respect and a mutual, like, you know, vibe and appreciation for the same things and conversation, whatever. And it's all very real. Like, it's not like fake, right? But aren't there a lot of people in this game that, like, don't get it and, like, start out and, like, don't want to be cool with people? It's always so weird to me. I'm like,
you're saying it in a very nice way, but yes. And that's not, in my opinion, that's not the, like, key to success, I think.
Right. Yeah. And I've heard recently, the reason I even bring this up, and obviously we won't say names anon, but it's just like, I'm hearing of multiple people that I'm finding out about in this world that are, like, blocking, like, from the beginning, like, not somebody did something to them, just, like, blocking because the person they think is, like, you know, trying to be like them, or talking shit on a podcast about another person in the game. Just things where I'm like, when I started, like, I was a piece of shit, right? Nobody gave a shit about me. That's how it works. You know what I mean? Like, when I started, my family was following me, and I'd hope that Betches would tag me if they took a meme. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yes. Everybody starts from somewhere. And if Betches didn't tag me, you know, I'd be like, can you please tag me? Like a loser. But, like, that's what I did. You know what I mean? And, like, it's such a crazy world how things happen. But at the same time, I don't know. I guess we could talk about it privately. But it's just wild to me to see people get, like, so upset and then want to talk shit about those people publicly. And then what do you think if they, like, you're not, I don't know. I just feel like relationships are such a fun, important part of all this. And it's a shame, you know?
It is a shame for them, because the people that have the same kind of accounts that we have, like pop culture and celebrity related accounts, like, it's like a nice little group, and I feel like we all support each other. So to see, and I don't know if we're talking about the same people, but to see people talk shit about things that I post or things that I say when they're doing the same thing as me is like a joke, in my opinion. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't really, like, I would never talk about another creator. I would never do that in a million years. It's like, take it offline.
Well, yeah, we would. You know we would, mean? But behind their backs.
Exactly. I would never post about what another account is posting.
Yeah.
I never have from day one, and I never will. It's just, like, not my style. Like, yeah, I'll talk behind your fucking back to, like, my friends, but I'm not gonna put you on blast.
Yeah.
And furthermore, so I don't give a shit what you're doing. Like, worry about yourself. What are you worried about what I'm doing?
That's the other thing. If people follow people that really bring out, like, mean energy in them, or energy that feels like, you know, competitive energy, then just don't watch their stories, don't interact with them, don't whatever. But my point in saying that was just that we, from the beginning, had a very fun, mutual respect. Like, and it's funny because people think that, like, I would know who you are from the beginning, or, like, know shit about. And I'm like, listen, no. And, like, not to say that I haven't tried. Or, like, if you posted shit that's, like, Anon still, and I'd be like, but who? Like, and she's never broken code. And I'm like, tell me. People tell me things. People fucking tell me things, and you won't tell me things. So we have to work on that.
No, I've shared after a while that we've got to known each other, I've shared stuff with you that I haven't shared.
But in your mind, it's probably big, but to me, it's not enough still.
I mean, I'll never tell you who told me stuff, but I definitely have told you, like, I've heard this before I've posted it. And then you'll be like, yeah, I heard this too, or no, I heard this. Like, we've had those conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Like. And we've had competing things sometimes.
Oh, like, yeah, not totally.
Competing, not competing, but like where I'm like, really? I heard this or like
yeah,
whatever.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's totally fine. And I'm never like, and I always say to people, and no one's ever like challenged that, but it is funny you say that because we do have competing information. But my thought on it is, well, she gets her information from different people. So different people are going to hear different things. So maybe right. sometimes they contradict. Who cares? There's space for us all.
Yeah.
And, you know, to anyone listening who... you know, talks shit about other creators in any space, even if it's not like the celebrity gossip space, like that's just not the way to go. It's yeah. just not the way to go. So yeah,
but I do try to leave that to you, honestly, because I feel like usually I won't post like DMs or, you know what I mean? That's because that's not my forte. But sometimes it's like, you know, I mean, DMs about like celebrities or shit like that. But sometimes it's like cute. Like the other day, like somebody said something really cute about Chris Evans and I was just trying to decide. You have a thing for him, right? Wait, no, it's the opposite. You don't?
Wait, what do you mean I have a thing for him?
No, I mean like there's celebs that you're into and celebs that you're not. No, I thought you were.
No, I personally, I don't have a thing for him. So like the way you said that just like killed me. But my followers love him. So okay. I post a lot about him. But there's a lot of contradicting information about him. And it drives me crazy because I get in like, you know, little like not arguments, but I get in like, you know, back and forth with people like all like in the love of gossip. But it's just so sometimes he drives me crazy. But
okay.
You don't hold back. Like, listen, you post whatever you want. Like,
no, I don't hold back. I just mean like I don't know. I think I just read too much of Jenny Mullen's book and I'm like in like I'm living in a metaverse right now.
It kind of is.
It's such a metaverse, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, like for example, like you cover a lot about the Kardashians. Like I don't, you know, I feel like you're a good place to go if people want to learn about the Kardashians.
Do you even watch the show now?
No.
I had a feeling, see? I had a feeling that you're not even fucking watching.
I can't believe you just put me on the spot like that.
Listen, How did I know?
I don't know. I will watch, and I love to watch the clips. I'll watch the clips online and stuff, but haven't.
It's wild that like in my mind, it's not even that I'm like, I don't even like to be like, you know, associated to the max, right? I'm not trying to be like, that's, you know, I just focus on them. But I do think that that they bring so much pop culture shit, you know what I mean? And there are weeks where shit is so boring and they'll always have something going
on. Yeah, they deliver. They deliver.
Right.
Well, so let's get it. I want to quickly talk to you about this. And we talked about this on DM. So I posted that Kanye asked for somebody's phone number and information. So I assumed that him and Chani were broken up. Okay. I just found out from a source they are definitely not broken up. And if her Instagram post didn't already prove that they weren't broken up, this is just reinforcement. Now, I got a lot of shit from his fans for even suggesting that they were broken up. And you said you get shit from his fans for posting what? Stuff about the Kardashians?
No. So I don't know how I managed to remain on the down low with his fans. Where like when Kanye was doing all the shit with Skeet, like if they knew what I was doing, they would probably behead me. But they weren't on to me then when I was like, what is Kanye doing? Why is he being, you know, violent towards Pete? But for some reason, some like Kanye account turned them on me. And because I thought it was funny when it was announced that they broke up because TMZ like published it. And just days before I was like talking about her Ye tattoo. So I was just saying like, you guys, what can she change her tattoo to? And we were like, yes, yes, bitch. And like, I thought it was funny.
Oh yeah. They would not think that's funny. They would not think that's funny.
So they came for me, but like, if I showed you the messages, they were just like, but they were so aggressive that it was almost like funny. Do you get what I mean? It wasn't
Oh my God.
It wasn't like a normal just troll being like, I hate you, go die. It was like this just like wild messages from wild accounts. that I was just like, oh my God, I never want to post about Kanye again, but I'm not going to never post about Kanye again. So it's just like, looking back, like, I'm like, okay, maybe it was like insensitive if I, you know, think about, but no, I can't, it wasn't, it was just like, you know, the way Johnny Depp changed Winona forever to Wino. So it's like, what can she change her tattoo to? But yeah, they didn't like that. And who knew that his fans were like thinking they're forever ever and like so
upset. That's what it surprised me, is how upset his fans got that I even suggested that they broke up. That's what they were pissed at me about. And they told me I'm on the Kardashians' payroll.
Oh my God, they love that line, which I'm like, if they would, like, I would, like, I don't understand why that's a thing. Like, that
no, that's
line.
Like their go-to. Like, their go-to. Everyone thinks I'm on like everyone's payroll. Like, I've been accused of being on like Shawn Mendes' payroll, Olivia Wilde's payroll.
But isn't it wild that they also thought that Kim like planted the story? They have all these theories that are legit psychotic.
That's what they thought. That's what they thought. They thought that Kim planted the story, and I was, and I'm sure they thought the same with you, perpetuating it on behalf of the Kardashians because we are allegedly on their payroll.
But let me just tell you this, and I know this because I spoke to Kim about it on my podcast, and I think even before or after it, I don't remember. She genuinely wants Kanye to be happy, even if it's with like a tree log. Like, him being happy and have someone, like having someone keep him kind of chill, is like her dream, especially when she's like living her life, you know? So I just think that's like, doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't even make sense. But yeah, but TMZ got the info. I don't know how. And also that girl that allegedly he was like seeing really tried to like lean in, right? Didn't she post on Instagram like something that made you think of Kanye? I forget what it was.
There was a picture of him at the movies and he was sitting next to somebody. And so that's why it was like they were seeing Top Gun, and it was a very pretty influencer he was sitting next to.
Right, but she posted something, but that influencer posted like a story where it was like, it didn't seem
used. I'm not sure. I didn't listen. The bottom line is him and Channy did not break up, so all is good.
Yeah.
The Kanye, I don't know what the Kanye West fans call themselves, but they could, you know, settle down.
Yeah. We don't support Kanye and Channy.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, I literally made merch that honored Kanye West, and you're telling me that I'm like against anything Kanye West does? Like, that's ludicrous. I've never posted like anything negative, like when he was going through, you know, his hard times that were made very public through social media. I didn't post anything about that. You know, it's just, they're so crazy. Yeah, well, let's move on from Kanye. I have a quick update about the show Idol.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
You know the show Idol that's going to be on HBO. It's starring The Weeknd, and Lily Rose Depp is in it. There was a lot of controversy surrounding this show The new scoop is that the show is going through a major rehaul. There is a chance it doesn't see the light of day, which was shocking that somebody said that to me. Apparently recasting everyone except for Lily Rose Depp and Abel. Lots and lots of reshoots. Really odd considering how good the messaging for the show was just a couple months ago. So there was something that came out a couple months ago saying the show was taking a different creative direction. But apparently there's a lot more drama behind the scenes than I think that they have let on. So I just want to give everyone a little update about that. We don't know if it'll see the light of day, but if it does, it sounds like it could be good.
Yeah, if it does, then what is it about? What is this supposed to be about?
I think it's about the music industry. I don't, you know what? People are so into it and into the making of it that if I misquote what it's actually about, I'm going to get so many DMs that I'm a fucking idiot. So I'm just going to say it's about the music industry. Okay. I don't know the details. Also last week I had spoke about on the podcast how Sandra Bullock is the number one hospitable celebrity in Hollywood. She loans out her houses all over to celebrities when they're in town. Like, she has a house in New Orleans, she has a house in Jackson Hole, she has a house in Austin, and she lets her celebrity friends stay there. One of the people that she has let stay there is Leonardo DiCaprio. Apparently, he was just there this past spring, I believe, early spring. And somebody listened to the podcast last week and they sent in the following DM. I went to college in New Orleans and Leo's guy would come to the college bar and invite girls back to Sandra Bullock's house. When we all got there, they took our phones because no pictures. Pretty dumb that I stayed, but nothing bad happened. We left after a couple hours because it was awkward and not that fun. Sandra Bullock wasn't there, but she was renting the home out. Leo was filming and ended up hooking up with a girl later on at that house, and we all found out about it. He was so grumpy and awkward. So my point is that Leo has been staying in Sandra's New Orleans house, I guess, more than once, more than what I reported last week in the podcast. Now, I have huge Leo news. This was the news that I was referring to before we started recording. Him and Camilla broke up. I literally just found out 10 minutes ago from a very reliable source.
So, like, pretty much confirmed?
Well, confirmed, but I will say, you know, people break up and get back together. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know the details of their breakup.
Yeah.
But this person literally just DM'd me. It was like, Leo and Camilla broke up.
They've been together for over 5 years, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, I feel like people will not be surprised about this, to be honest with you. I feel like they're going to blame her age. They're going to say she aged out of him, blah-de-blah-de-blah. But maybe they just ran their course, you know? Maybe he'll never settle down. Maybe he'll be like George Clooney, settle down in his 50s.
She's 24. Isn't that wild? She's 24 now. So when they started dating, she was probably like 19. It's just wild. It's just wild. I mean, she's gorgeous and he's Leo and he really, you know, can do anything he wants. But I wonder if there's a world in which like he wanted like a family and she didn't.
I mean, that could also be a possibility, 100%.
Oh my God, he's 47.
Who wouldn't, like, I don't know. Is this naive to say? Who wouldn't want to marry Leonardo DiCaprio? I don't know. Is it like, is he like old and like kind of crusty at this point? I don't know.
I mean, listen, to me, I mean, it's like people, you know, they'll post a pic of him like smoking a cig with a beer belly and be like, ew. And I'm like, that's literally so hot. So I don't know.
I love a dad bod too. I love a dad bod.
To me, I less relate to like the driving or the riding around in city bikes like with him. You know what I mean? That's less I could do. But I'd be down to be on the beach like with our pot bellies out.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I mean, now you're making me think like maybe he wanted more and she didn't, you know? Like, why do we always blame the girl wanting more and him saying no?
Also, you know what else? Is like, we don't know how these Hollywood relationships really are and if they're anything like we know to be of relationships. Like, if it's like, you know, the way you know, I met husband, like we date and talk on the phone every day and like whatever. Who knows what these relationships are like? If they like see each other once a week, once a month, like how, what's the day to day? You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny you say that because she was with him in New Orleans this past time when they were staying at Sandra Bullock's house. And I think they were actually there filming Daisy Jones and the Six, I think it's called. She's in that movie. Have you heard about it? Suki Waterhouse is in it. It's like highly anticipated. It was based on a book. Everyone's really stoked for it to come out.
I'm really excited to see Suki because remember when she was like a really like a huge it girl? She was dating Bradley Cooper. Yes. I was like following her at that point really closely. Thought she was like so cute, hot, like her sisters, like the whole thing. And then it's sort of like dwindled, kind of. She became kind of like, I think she's trying to be a musician and putting out songs. So happy to hear she's going to be in something.
Yeah. So I think they were in New Orleans filming that. And that's, and Leah was with her because that, if you guys go back and listen to last week's podcast, the sighting was Leo was at Sandy's house with another woman. They didn't recognize Camilla, but I think it winded up being Camilla based on her Instagram posts at that same time where she said she was in New Orleans. So my point is, like, you know, it seems like they travel around with each other for sure. So I don't know what happened. And oh, also when Leo was filming Don't Look Up in Massachusetts, she was with him then.
So she was?
Yeah. Oh. She was like, she was staying with him. He rented out a big house in Massachusetts and she was staying with him. So as of now, you know, I can with 100% certainty based on who just told me say that they are broken up. Where that goes to from here, like who's to say? People get back together all the time. But breaking news. The next thing I just quickly want to talk about is people have asked me about Justin Theroux, and I knew he was dating his co-star, but I never knew her name. So somebody sent me this message. Justin Theroux is dating his Mosquito Coast co-star, Logan Polish, and has been for over a year. He plays her father in the series. I love an age gap, but 30 years feels like a lot. They are able to keep it on the down low because she is sort of not that well known.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, you Googled her?
Yeah, she's 20.
Okay, so she's 20. And how old is he? They said 30-year age gap, but, you know, maybe they were, like, rounding up.
He's 50.
He's 50?
Yeah.
They were on the nose, 30 years. Okay, they're able to keep it on the down low because she is sort of not that well known. They're co-stars, and they filmed for 6 months out of the year alone together in Mexico City. Mm. Not to mention, her actual father is Mark Polish, a.k.a. brother to Michael Polish, a.k.a. ex-husband of Kate Bosworth, a.k.a. Justin Long's new The One.
Wow. Wait. Her dad is Mark Polish?
Her dad is Mark Polish, who's brothers to Michael Polish.
No, you don't understand. They look identical. Oh, my God.
Her aunt was Kate Bosworth.
You guys don't understand. First of all, she looks like her dad, and I think this is her mom. Him and his brother, who was Kate Bosworth's husband, look identical, and they have the Polish brothers. Yeah, they're like brothers. They're very stoic, both of them.
I have to Google her. I didn't even think to Google her before this. I actually had a picture of her and Justin having dinner at St. Theo's, and not everyone recognized it was her, but a few people at that time knew that they were dating. So I guess they're still going strong. So he's not back with Jennifer Aniston. Like, people ask me that all the time. Like, do I think that him and Jennifer Aniston will get back?
Isn't that the cutest breakup of all time? Like, still supportive, still posting for each other's birthdays. Like,
that's all her. I'm giving her all the credit on that because I think that he wasn't probably the best husband. Although I don't even know if they were legally married at this point, but I'm giving her all the credit on that.
It's just so wild because on one hand I'm like, okay, age gap aside, I just feel like if you're filming a movie, like an intensive day, an intensive thing, and you're alone in a different place and you're both single and you're both hot. Like, age aside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not Anthony Hopkins. I mean, he's 50, but he's, like, hot, you know?
I'm not an ageist at all. Like, age is just a number. If you get along with someone, like, I say go for it. But people are really offended by age gaps. And that's their right. Like, everyone has their right to feel how they want to feel. But me personally, I am not offended by an age gap either way.
I think that it just becomes, if it's like a Scott Disick thing where it's like, oh, I won't date anybody above 22, or like Leo where it's like, you know, years and years of him dating just like young models, then it becomes a little bit to me of like, what's up with you? Why like won't you open your mind and heart?
That's on them though, you know, like that's their preference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it's their preference, but it's just that I will judge more than like, oh, they randomly like hooked up and now they're dating. Even though 20, could you imagine dating someone who's 50 when you were 20?
No, that's not for me, but it, you know, it might be. I like younger, like I like reverse. Like, so I like guys who are younger than me. So I've gone like as much as like 14 years younger than me.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did I sound judgy?
I don't know if you sounded like sexually excited or like judgy. I can't like tell.
Sexually excited. Oh my God. I was just talking
like
about
a young guy, you know? Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama. The kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
I was just talking about
Kim's sex tape.
Kim's vagina, because apparently in the last episode of the Kardashians, which you don't watch, and I will out you to everyone, even though the Kanye fans might love you, we should tell them.
No, because I don't want Kim to know. I'm a huge Kim fan. I don't ever try to hide that. Like, I love her.
So I, at the credits, like when the credits start rolling, I shut it off, right? And then my co-host for the Cards catch-up show that I do on E, he was like, oh my God, did you see that there was like a Pete cameo? And I was like, what? I thought he was like shitting me. And then apparently after the credits rolled on the final episode, like you could hear like the producer or someone like ask, like say something to Kim, and Kim starts giggling, and Pete is like there, but you don't see him. So anyway, what happens, and I have to go back and watch whatever happens after the credits, but apparently it's something about vaginas, and Kim is like, oh, you've seen my vagina a lot, to like the producer. And she was like, and Pete was like, wait, more than I've seen it? Something like that. And she was like, no. And the producer was like, wait, I haven't actually seen your vagina. And then she was like, oh, you will. Or just Google it. And then I started lulling because I'm like, oh, my God, I could literally picture her vagina in my head because of you. it could pop up so quickly.
She has a really nice one.
No, she has such a good one.
I know. And
did I ever tell you the story of how I watched it?
No, all I know is I like bullied you into watching it. And first then of all, you told did. Me. But aren't you so glad you did?
Yes.
No? Yeah, it's good.
I'm so glad I did. But do you know that I was out to dinner with friends? I told them this story that happened with you. And they were like, oh my God, we haven't watched it either. And we were like drunk and couldn't wait and went outside. And like, you know, some people smoked. And we pulled it up like on the street and just watched it on our phone.
Yeah, like, that's the way to do it.
I know. And it was such a bonding thing, you guys. If you're ever out to like drinks with your friends and you just like are in a giggly mood, pull up a sex tape and just like watch it on the street. It's loads of fun.
Do you think that she would be upset that you're like promoting her sex tape?
I don't know. No, because she said this. She said it.
Okay, I'm just curious. I don't know like where she stands with it. She doesn't really...
I think she brings it up. I think she's become comfortable with it. You know, I feel like she's like, I know, and, you know, I look hot. Right. I feel like I even heard her say like a few times, just like, yeah, it's out there. I don't care. It was hot. I was having sex with my boyfriend, like whatever.
Yeah.
And she does look really good in it. Like it's a really flattering sex tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she's smart. She's always going to like, she's a businesswoman, you know, she's always going to be like, what are my best angles? Of course. They use angles. Like the angles that he uses with the camera are all flattering, just like you said.
Yeah.
Unless he just knew what he was doing. Ray J just had like experience doing that and knew how to get
the best
shots.
Feel bad for him that he like tried to make a comeback with that interview in the Daily Mail, but no one cared and it didn't make any splash?
I mean, I feel like at this point, like if there's a second tape, like who cares? Like exactly, like who cares?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like imagine
you're no, I don't feel like, bad. That's like
no, it's not a feel bad, but I just mean like we kind of know at this point in the game like the intentions of these people, and it's like he didn't want to like clear his name after 35 years. He wanted to like make a, you know, a little splasheroo, maybe, you know, get back in the biz. And it was like he does a tell all with Daily Mail. And, like, I feel like I posted about it even. Like, no one really cared. Even,
no,
like,
nobody
people.
Cared.
Like, no, no one was like, oh, my God. And, like, forwarding it. And no one really cared. I feel like it was just, like, a wave and went away. But anyway.
Quickly, I want to just read this email I received. So, basically, last week I posted that Margot Robbie and Leo hooked up. Back to Leo. Hooked up during Wolf of Wall Street. And some people were like, no way. And then I got a confirm from somebody that like I really trusted. So I just posted that it was confirmed. It wasn't just like a random confirm. It was like from somebody who would know.
Wait, but was he with Camilla at that point?
I don't think so. No. But this is about Margot Robbie. So somebody saw that message and said, speaking of Margot Robbie hooking up with other co-stars, I have some information regarding our beloved Christopher Abbott. Like, do you know who Christopher Abbott is? He was on Girls.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Wait. He's not old? Hold on.
No. Are you thinking of, like, Christopher Walken? Are you thinking of Christopher Walken right now?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God. Christopher Abbott was on Girls. He's like really hot. I post about him all the time. Like, I feel like my followers will know. He's always like out and about.
So you have a thing for him.
Yeah. So I think, I have a thing for Christopher Abbott. I will say that. I do not have a thing for Chris Evans, but Christopher Abbott I think is hot. But not after reading this email. Now I'm changing my mind. So they said, I have some information regarding our beloved Christopher Abbott that doesn't put him in such a great light. After Wolf of Wall Street came out, he was set to have a supporting role in a movie with Margot Robbie. Apparently, he promised his buddies that he would hook up with her and share the details. But when she wasn't interested, he told everyone she was a giant bee. Funny how things work out. He also doesn't have anything nice to say about his experience and co-stars on Girls, which might be why he barely appeared in any of the later seasons. Someone should really tell him that his long relationships aren't always the best ones. His friends have giant mouths. So basically his friends are like going around talking shit about him, which I find upsetting to hear that he is a dick because I have a thing for Christopher Abbott.
Wait, babe, he has 4,000 followers on Instagram. Did that sound like?
He doesn't care about Instagram, okay, Amanda. That okay. makes him hotter. He
yeah,
doesn't
you're right.
give a shit about Instagram. So that makes him hotter. But I just like felt like I had to follow through with that information because I've posted so much about him in the past that I needed it to come full circle. So and my followers like love him too. Like every time I post about him, they're like, he's so hot. I just saw him in Soho. He was like, he's so hot. So
but I agree. I think that I was really into Girls and I remember hearing that his leaving was like you know, with that his leaving, I think he didn't get along or like there was, I don't think he was like lovey-dovey. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. That's all I have on him. It's upsetting. Another one bites the dust. That's what I'll say.
I feel me. Like, but he's the type of guy, it's like, if you think he's hot, slide on in, bitches. He only has 4,000 followers. I mean, your chances
are high.
I think
he's on Raya.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Better.
Okay, let's talk about Britney's wedding. So I got a bunch of intel. So some of it's been reported. Some of it I don't think has been reported. Let me go through all my intel and then we could just quickly discuss. So basically, the wedding did not serve food. There was no food at this wedding. There were drinks, no food. It was over around 9, with the last guests leaving around 11:30. She changed several times, which I think we could tell from her Instagram pictures. One of the times which she talked about was she came out in a pink string bikini and everyone kind of sort of freaked out and made her put Sam's jacket on over it. And those are the pictures you'll see of her dancing in a jacket. And you could kind of see her string bikini poking out underneath. She had a meltdown about her hair. She wasn't into her hair. And she was only happy once it was sort of like messy and wild, which it kind of like got by the end of the night. I think like that's how she feels comfortable. Which I totally get. Like sometimes I don't feel like myself if like my hair is in a certain style. So she did not like her hair in the beginning of the night. She talked about having an anxiety attack in the beginning, which is true. She did have a bit of an anxiety attack. I think personally, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think that was the first time she was around that many people in a long, long time. So I think she was very nervous. You'll notice that a lot of the pictures in the beginning of the night, like of her at the altar, are just from behind. You don't really see her face when she's up at the altar. And I think that's because she was like kind of freaking out. So they only released pictures of her from behind. Why weren't her kids and Brian there? Now, Brian, her brother, came out with a statement saying that he had a conflict. But I've been told that there are many people in her inner circle who have expressed concerns about her. You know, even though the conservatorship is over, I think that she still faces a lot of issues. And I think that the people that she's still in touch with in her family and her inner circle are concerned about her. So I felt like his excuse of the, I think he said he had a graduation. I felt like that was a weird.
But where did it say that he was there? Because I think that it was written in one of the media, like one of the articles.
He wasn't there.
Out.
He wasn't there. Now, the media did get the guest list before the wedding. So I think that they knew that he was invited, but he did not show up. And I'm going to say, this is just my opinion, I think it's hard for him to see her like this. And I think she still struggles with a lot of issues, you know, from what she's been through with the conservatorship and also things that she's been through just in general from being a pop star. She also, I thought, you know, the guest list was very, very interesting. Everyone sort of questioned why Ansel Elgort was there. And
did we find out?
Well, he is with CAA. And
I was thinking if it had to do with Caden. What's his name?
Cade. Right. Cade Hudson is her agent at CAA. I have heard he's since left. He's not with CAA anymore. And I mean,
Google him, you guys. There's some things that come up.
Right. And I've heard that he doesn't necessarily represent represent Ansel Elgort. So, but there might be a little overlap between the fact that she was at CAA when Cade was there and Ansel has some agents that work at CAA. But it's still very random that he was invited. I don't think anyone knows for sure. Selena Gomez, they had met once or twice before, but not that many times. I think that they had some social media interactions, which makes me think that maybe Britney, like, you know, does read her comments herself. And I do believe that she put this list together herself with, like, Selena. Drew Barrymore is another one. Like, very random. Why would Drew Barrymore be there? Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Well, Drew Barrymore, when everything was going on, like, spoke out about it on her show.
Right.
In support. So it seemed, and we know, like, Paris Hilton always supported her, Madonna always supported her.
Right.
So are these friends or are these people from the industry who've been kind to her, which would be fine if they were, like, also there. But it feels like those were her friends there, which is so fucking sad that she probably doesn't have real friends left because of everything.
Right. So basically what I think, Madonna and Paris have always supported Britney, always. So that's a given that they would be there. Selena and Drew Barrymore have publicly spoken out in support of her. So that's why I think they were invited. Like, I literally think Britney, like, put together a list of celebrities that she wanted invited. And some came and some didn't. Like, there were rumors that Kate Hudson and Gwyneth Paltrow were also invited. So I think that it was, you know, her personal invitation to invite them. Whether or not, you know, what their relationship is behind closed doors.
Isn't that weird? They didn't have food and it ended at 9?
Yeah, it ended around 9. I think the last guest left at 11:30. She was very nervous in the beginning. She appeared to loosen up more once the dancing started. And I also heard from somebody that she was very comfortable around Madonna. So
well,
I know.
Because I feel like
really
Madonna
sweet.
Is like, you know, probably also speaks in a British accent, you know? I feel like they probably just are like, darling. And like, you know, could be kind of who they together. But it's a little sad because I think, you know, I think what happened to Britney is awful and everyone knows, like, I was hashtag free Britney. But, like, let's not all sit here and pretend like everything's Dan Tate. Like, it's not. My question, and I asked this on my podcast, and I wonder, like, because I was wondering, like, why would she have it at her house? Like, the photos in that fucking living room that we've seen so many times, right, that she dances. Like, she could have done the wedding anywhere. I was, like, wondering if, like, you know, she has agoraphobia. That would make sense, right? Like,
that
to
would
have
make
so
total
much anxiety
sense.
That you can't leave your house.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised that she admitted that she had like an anxiety attack that morning and then it winded up like seriously being true, which made me think also like her captions, like people make fun of her captions and say that she's speaking nonsense, but I don't know. I think a lot of what she says is true because a lot of what she said about the wedding, I also had heard from other people. So also she spent her wedding night at the Four Seasons Westlake, which is near her house in Calabasas. Westlake is near Calabasas. So that's where she spent her wedding night. I don't know if she's going to go on a more formal honeymoon in the future.
So do you think that her caption that said that she was invited to the Met Gala and didn't go was true?
Yes, I think she would have been invited to the Met Gala. I don't think she was ever planning on going.
Yeah, because she said she didn't go because she was like scared to fly, but she like flies.
Yeah, I think she's scared to be around
that many people. Yeah,
that many people. There isn't much that went on that I feel like you can't piece together by looking at the pictures. I think there's a couple of like really awkward looking pictures, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I hope she's happy. She's free. She's free from the conservatorship. She is doing what she wants. She is living her life how she wants it, which is why I think she got married in her backyard. I think she woke up and was like, I want to get married today, y'all. And they like put together this little wedding, you know? That's what I think happened. That's
yeah.
my opinion.
Oh,
no
yeah,
one
because they just literally just did a tent. And if it yes. had no food and no catering and I mean, but it was discussed that Donatella Versace would do the dress for a while.
Right. But maybe she just decided. You know what I mean? Like how I mean, although all those flowers, I guess they had to order all the flowers. She had her place looked beautiful, like the outside of her house.
Yeah, but also like the fact that Jason Alexander managed to barge in, like was there not security?
No, there was security. They took him down. Well, if you look at the video, at first they're like, they're talking to him. They're like, hey, what's up? And then they like, they tackle him.
Right. But he managed to get to her fucking upstairs. That's so wild. Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about is Jason Bateman. This is a hot topic on my Instagram account because people don't like to hear bad things about him. Because he's beloved by audiences. And, you know, by no way am I saying, like, stop watching Jason Bateman movies and TV shows. Like, I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he puts out fantastic work. But I just don't think that he's, like, this funny, lovable guy that everyone in their mind has thought him to be. So I just want to read, like, some Jason Bateman DMs. Somebody said they were a struggling young PA making literally nothing a day for this shitty Zach Braff movie that went straight to DVD. Bateman is on set one day for a scene he was in that was being shot in a pretty bad part of the Bronx. Braff and Bateman go to walk one of their dogs and the AD, my boss, is like, just follow them and make sure, you know, they're okay while they're walking their dog. So I'm trailing them, not being too invasive, obviously minding my own business. And Braff is like, why are you following us? Bateman chimes in, you're being a real creep. Again, lowly PA me is like, sorry, I was told by the first AD to just like walk with you guys. Bateman's like, what's your name? You're about to be fired. I literally freak out, run back to my boss and tell him what happened. He responds, oh, join the club. You're the fifth person he's threatened to fire today. Don't worry, you're good. So I know. And then somebody else that worked with Jason Bateman said he was sort of just a bully, was very rude to hair and makeup, would redo his hair after they styled it, told them they messed it up, wouldn't go in for his touch-ups with makeup, etc. He played a lot of mean-spirited jokes. One day, he called me by the wrong name all day as a bit, and when I called him on it, he kept going until someone else called him out in front of the whole cast. Overall, the vibes were off with him.
Ooh. I mean, isn't he besties, though, with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes!
And you're like, wait, anybody that's besties with her has to be, like, really cute?
Well, that's, like, also the Ellen DeGeneres effect. Like, why is Jennifer Aniston best friends with Ellen DeGeneres if she's also, like, such a monster on her show? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that, like, every time somebody asks me about him, they're like, oh, he seems like such a gem. And I've heard these stories before, and I'm like, like, I don't think he's a gem. But you shouldn't stop watching Ozark. It's a great show.
No, that's the thing. Like, I think that I'm in a really small group of people. Like, even the Ellen thing, and I'm sure people are going to hate me for saying this, but it's like, I don't believe in treating people that way. Like, I want to be nice to people, to everyone around me. But, like, I really don't think everybody needs to be super nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he's a dick, but he's super talented and makes great movies, like, what? Because he's a dick, he can't make movies?
No.
No, but
what? Because he's a dick? He can't make movies?
No, it's just like he could be a fabulous actor and like he's not nice to people. So like don't talk to him on set. Like I'm just saying, of course, if I was there, I would fucking cry if he literally did anything to me and I'd be like, he deserves to die. But I'm just saying, not everyone's nice in this world. And, you know, I really don't like unless you're like, you know, Harvey Weinstein and like you're an awful person and whatever, but I'm just saying he's not nice. He messes up his hair after makeup. Okay, he's a good actor. Also, stop thinking he's a gem because he plays gem characters.
Well,
that's my point.
Like I think like stop putting these like comedians on pedestals because a lot of these like male comedians and female comedians are fucking assholes. Like that's where I hear most of these asshole stories about or like comedians. Like you.
But you know what else would make sense is like he's not the hottest, right? But he's somehow like a Hollywood elite, and that should get to your head, especially if you grew up and like you weren't, you know.
No, 100%.
The captain of the football team, and all of a sudden you're like a Hollywood A-lister amongst Brad Pitt, and you're not Brad Pitt, like, you know. You become a dick.
Well, that's a good point because somebody who also has heard a lot about him described him the same way. He just is like, you know, he's a child actor. That's what he is. I don't think people realize that. He's been acting since he was a teenager, a young teenager, like 13, 14. So, you know, they get their ego stroked a different way and they grow up a different way. So that's why I think he's the way he is. Now, like, do I think he should be a dick and make people miserable that on set? No, like, fuck you, Jason Bateman. Like, no, I don't think you should be treating people like that. Like, grow up.
Right.
But again, like, don't stop watching Ozark. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like all I have. I feel like I could talk to you forever. I know you have a hard out, but I love speaking to you. Any chance I could get, tell everyone who already doesn't know like where they could find all of your content.
Well, Not Skinny But Not Fat is my podcast on Instagram, even though you didn't say the but not and you just said Not Skinny Not Fat, which I honestly wish that was it. I might just change it. No, it's because I just feel like it's also more true, you know what I mean? The but there isn't necessary, but then I'd have to go ahead and change my neon sign behind me, so we'll keep it as is, but it also has.
I never use the but. Now I'm just realizing I always call you Not Skinny, Not Fat. Like,
I know. So many people do, and it honestly makes more sense. But, you know, it is what it is, and we are who we are. So, and it has nothing to do with my account or my podcast, so it doesn't actually matter. But thank you for having me. I love you, too.
Thank you for being here. Short notice, you guys. Time. She, like, you, like, rearranged your schedule and helped a sister out. So
here
I really
you,
appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks, guys.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demoi.